is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Well, it's great on the Bob Tuscan Radio Show. Our special guest today has been none other than John, the Caribbean critic, our nuclear expert, our resident nuclear expert, former British Special Forces nuclear specialist, and he has been joining us, like I said, many times now, from the very beginning on this topic, and so much more. John is really a wealth of information. He's got his eyes open big time. Folks, quick reminder, we'll be moving to 5 days a week, starting September 2nd. Monday through Friday from 9 to midnight Central Time. That's 9 to midnight Central Time, so you'll get 3 hours Monday through Friday of the Bob Tuscan Show. We're expanding our affiliate list. We have 6 affiliates picking us up in California, which I'm really excited about because that allows us to preach beyond the choir. You know, here in our internet community, so to speak, we have many like-minded thinkers, and it's great to connect with them and to share ideas, and we take calls, and we share dialogue and discussion and whatnot. But the bottom line is, I'm tired of preaching to the choir. I'm wondering if us talking amongst ourselves is really accomplishing anything. And picking up AM and FM affiliates allows us to go beyond, and I'm really looking forward to that. In many different respects, so I'll be telling you more about the affiliates that we have picked up on the website, bobtuscan.com. Also, if you can support me financially now, I need your help more than ever before picking up this new load, and on top of that, things have been rough here financially, really tight on cash. Well, how can I be tight when I have none? Go to the website, bobtuscan.com. And if you have any extra Federal Reserve notes, I know it's the end of the month and rent's coming up and people have to pay bills and whatnot, but I could really use your support. And if you value the information, if you value the activism that I've put forth over the years, please donate to the Tuscan family. It's on the right-hand side of my website, bobtuscan.com. And I really appreciate any of the support I get, even if it's $10 or, you know, I've gotten some generous donations of a couple $100, $500 from one individual who I'll never forget, and so on and so forth. Everything is greatly appreciated. We're not like the big boys who have money bombs and collect millions or thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. We are a humble establishment that is doing this for the sake of getting the word out and nothing else, but unfortunately, I do need a few dollars to help float me in my private, personal life. Not so private anymore, I guess. All right, John is with us. John, you still there?
Yeah, Bob, I'm still with you.
All right, we'll take more phone calls on the nuclear stuff if anybody has any further questions at 800-313-9646. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. But, John, let's have a little bit of fun here, okay? You ready for this?
Yeah.
We could use a little fun after the heavy magnitude of our last 2 hours. What do you say?
Absolutely.
All right.
Lighten the mood a little.
Yeah, we'll lighten the mood a little bit, all right? So if you it's Saturday night. If you drink alcohol, I do not, but on a rare occasion. But if you do and you want to just crack open a coldie or whatever, go ahead and do so. Or if you're a cannabis fan, maybe it's the time for that. And maybe if you're just completely
You must be physic, Bob. I just put two beers in the fridge during the break.
How did I know? I figured it was that time for you. And you're in the Caribbean, so how can you not have a beer on a Saturday night in the beautiful landscape of the Caribbean? All right. All that drug talk aside, let's talk about a show that I called into on my trip home recently. I took a road trip this past week. I had some fun for a change. Most of it was business, but I had a little bit of fun. I got to paddleboard, which was a great experience. And on the trip home, John, there was a lamestream talk show that I tuned into. For sake of boredom, I tuned into this show. And, well, long story short, I heard what I expected to hear. Fluffy BS radio. You know, the morning zoo type talk where they wanted to talk about everything but what is important. So I decided, you know, heck, I wanted to call into this show, and they happened to have a contest, a game show, if you will, that they were running. And I said, why don't I give it a shot and call in and see if I can inject some relevant topics into their stupid game show. Well, right before I called in to do that, they had a plug for an advertisement for something that I thought was pretty darn outraging to anybody who supports the Second Amendment and supports people protecting themselves from tyranny and from potential criminals coming into their houses and raping and stealing from them. So here's what they pushed right before this contest that we'll get to in a second. But we'll start with this, something that I was outraged about, that their sheriffs, who are unconstitutional sheriffs, might I add, are pushing in this local area. This is the same town, of course, that was arresting the people feeding the hungry downtown. You might recall that outrage, outrageous story that was reported a couple years ago now, of people being arrested, again, for feeding the hungry, which is just, geez, out of this world. But here's what they're pushing now on this station shortly before I get into it with them. And John, I'll let you comment on this. Here it is.
Don't forget Kicks for Guns tomorrow.
Yeah, it kicks off 7 a.m., runs for 12 hours at most locations, 15 separate locations all over Central Florida. Get the details on our website, realradio.fm, keyword kicks. Big thanks to many of the people who helped sponsor that, including Orlando City Soccer donated a lot of sneakers. Also, McDonald's, Kerr's Wing House, Porky's Barbecue, Bagel King, and Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken all donated food for the law enforcement who will be on scene at most of the locations for, you know, all that time. So,
have an unwanted firearm in your home, you want to get rid of it, you just, you know, and there are people out there that they don't know what to do. This is an opportunity to get rid of it. No questions asked. You might get something in return. You don't have to take it if you don't want to, but it's a way for you to dispose of that firearm, and they destroy the firearm. It's not, and nobody's putting it up for sale. It doesn't go back in the community. Nobody's keeping it. It's just, it's checked for safety. No questions asked. And then it is destroyed.
And I was listening to, I know Sheriff Demings was on the Monsters this morning. Mm-hmm. Also, Sheriff Johnson was in as well. But they talked about how, you know, a lot of times when widows are left with the possessions of their, you know, the deceased.
They don't want them around.
Yeah, they have these guns. They don't want them, like, well, let's not give examples. But if just something happened to Jason, you know, Banana's going to be left with like an arsenal.
Well, let me look at him first. I might, you know, I might be interested in what he has.
No, I wouldn't be able to drive the car with them in there. All right.
Yep. All right, so the premise is kicks for guns, and, well, geez, if a widow loses her husband, and, well, I guess she's only a widow once she loses her husband, it's time she takes a training course at a gun range, okay? When we come back, we will take on this outrageous notion that people should turn in their guns to be destroyed. No, folks, I don't think that's the right thing to do. I think that it's an outrageous gesture on behalf of the sheriff of all things to do so, and we'll comment further on that in just a moment.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, so my wife is bugging me to tell you guys. I do have a job, just over broke, J-O-B. It's commission-based. I don't want to get into the full nature of it. So when I ask for donations, it's not because I'm trying to live off of it, but because, well, I need some help this month. And for those who have listened to me over the years, I have never asked for donations until in the last couple months where things have been tough financially, and that's that. All right. John, so far we have a promotion called Kicks for Guns, where they're going to give away sneakers for your firearms. And I guess the idea here is that, well, now that you don't have your gun, you better try and run from the guy who's going to come rape and steal from you, I guess.
That was my first thought.
So, I mean, it's crazy. It's almost as crazy as the gun buyback where they were giving out vaccines for guns. Come and get vaccinated for free and turn in your gun. Or the food stamps for guns. And many of these gun buybacks, or in this case, gun confiscation. Nah, it's not a confiscation, but this gun, what do they call this? This drop-off, gun drop-off. Many of these have had private individuals set up shop right nearby them and offer people some Federal Reserve notes for their weapons, and they've been able to circumvent the police state trying to take away your guns because they're the only ones who are allowed to have guns, and, well, you know what happens in that case. So far we've heard this radio show that I'm about to call into spew some garbage with this gun buyback in the Orlando area. And I guess they have two sheriffs there that don't know the Constitution from a hole in the wall and are supporting this initiative. John, any comments on that before I continue?
Well, the blurb on the show was not what I call convincing, especially that these guns will be destroyed. You mean Iran-Contra didn't take place?
Right.
You know, these guns won't be destroyed. You know, they'll be put in containers and shipped to the Syrian terrorists. Come on.
Or over the border with Fast and Furious.
The border with Fast and Furious.
I mean, the list goes on and on here.
These things have value. They're not going to just destroy it and throw it away. Crazy.
Yeah.
They may tell you they are. I mean, when was the last time they told you the truth?
The last time they told us the truth. So let's see here. You got me there, John. You got me. So, all right. So they're spewing this, and I was thinking to myself, how appropriate, right before I call in here and play their little game, they get to this nonsense. All right, so this show that I call, again, let me just preface this whole call by saying, this whole clip by saying, I was on a long road trip home and I turned on the terrestrial lamestream radio. I happened to hear this talk show. They were talking about nothing important. They started off by plugging this gun giveaway or gun buyback or gun drop-off. That's what I want to call it, a gun drop-off. And they went on and on about that for a little bit. And then they announced that they were going to be having an on-air trivia contest. And I said, oh, great. I am full of knowledge. I'm full of knowledge that I just learned from John about Fukushima. I'm full of knowledge about the real nature of September 11th. I'm full of knowledge on many different things, many different things. So I said, maybe I'll know what their question is, and I'll win this contest and get a shiny prize. Well, I wasn't really interested in the prize, but I said to myself, you know, I, Bob Tuscan, you know, I should give it a try. I should give this contest a try with my perspective on things, because I'm not entirely knowledgeable on everything, but maybe I'll have their answer. Maybe they'll ask about the nature of Larry Silverstein's insurance policy. Maybe, just maybe. Now, I wasn't holding my breath, but I decided to participate in their little game. Well, the game was called Person, Place, or location. No, no. Place is a location. Person, place, or thing, I guess. All right? Person, place, or thing. And the nature of the game, and I'm thinking about stealing this game, but doing it for something more relevant than the trash that they did it on. So the idea is, okay, the first caller who calls in to play the contest chooses a category. And John, what category would you like to choose? Person, place, or thing?
Place.
Okay, well, the person who called in before me chose a person, but let's just give you an example in this case. All right, so if you chose place, I would now give you a clue. And you're not going to know this clue, but you're going to know this clue. So it's an area in which there is a large possibility nuclear pollution will be released from and possibly destroy the planet. Okay, that's a lot of fun. So you would say, I don't know this answer because I'm brainwashed and aren't paying attention to things. All right? So then the next person would say, so you didn't win. All right, I'm sorry, John. Next contestant. All right, the next contestant calls up and they say to the next contestant, all right, you heard the first clue. Here is your second clue. And they would say there is tritium coming from this area. This area was initially hit by a tsunami, and they would say, okay, I know this. It's Fukushima Daiichi. That's the place you're talking about. And they would say, ding, 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 you're correct. Now, if they didn't get it, the next person would come on board and they'd get a clue and so on and so forth. So you get the premise of the game, pretty straightforward. One person gets the first clue. If they don't get it, then the next person comes on and gets a clue. If they don't get it, then the next person comes on and gets their clue and so on and so forth. So I called in to play the game. And, well, I'll play you the game in its entirety in just a moment because I see we're going to sneak up on a break here. And you're going to have to bear with me here and bear with this clip because they're talking about some trivia that you'll find to be pretty darn mainstream Hollywood-esque material. But when I come on board, I think my punchline is worth you hearing this because it was fun. I don't want to give it away, but I had a good time doing it, and I hope that my effort brings awareness to some more important issues. When we get back from our next break, I will play that. We're also taking your phone calls at 800-313-9443 on anything you like. If you have any additional follow-up from our last 2 hours on the nuclear situation, we would be happy to discuss that further with you at 800-313-9443. And I want to talk about Syria, last but not least. There's a lot going on with that. I want to get John's take on the Syrian situation and, of course, Israel's influence in the region. I know John is very much aware of the influence and lobbying capability that the Zionist criminal state of Israel has on things. So we'll get to all of that and more, but first the clip of this contest when we come back on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping.
Yes,
so don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, so I called into this contest, if I can speak straight here, on a radio show that I had tuned into on a long road trip back home here in the pretty darn long state of Florida. It takes about 5 to 6 hours to drive from the tip of South Florida all the way to the border of Georgia. And I was coming from South Florida, coming back up nearly to the border of Georgia, about an hour away. And was on the road listening into what I found to be propaganda. No, I don't want to call it propaganda, but fluffy radio. A bunch of fluff, a bunch of nonsense. And, well, I decided to try to play their contest. I happened to call in and get through, which is the first step. And bear with this, folks, here. I think third person in line here of the contest. I explained the nature of the contest in the last segment. Here it is without any further ado.
All right. That's so anyway, Kicks for Guns tomorrow.
Yeah, kicksforguns.com or go to our website.
It's a great campaign first launched by Russ and the Monsters many, many years ago. We'll talk to Detective Barb a couple of times tomorrow to get some updates on how that is going. Let's play some PPT, person, place, or thing. We have our contestants on the line. Banana, what's the prize?
I have a pair of tickets to see Modern English Thursday, August 29th at Hard Rock Velvet Sessions. For more ticket info, you can visit velvetsessions.com. And with these, you can just pick the tickets up at the window. Woo!
All right, there we go. Mark, you're first up. Pick a person, a place, or a thing. Mark. Goodbye, Mark. You got to be ready to go. Look, you know, you got to call your name. You got to be ready to go, all right?
And also, when Banana tells you
stop
to turn...
Stop farting around.
And, yeah, Jim's against farting. When Jenna says,
remember,
turn the radio down, that's because you're listening to the delay. You have to listen to the radio through the phone.
Yeah, you don't tell him, okay, and then you go over to the radio. Look, we've got, you know we have a delay. Yeah.
Right now, Mark's hearing his name, and he's like, huh?
I'm here. What?
I'm like, thing, Jim, thing.
Oh, good, Jim, I'm here.
Oh, look, he's calling back.
Well, too bad. Look, he's going to call back, then he's going to be, what, the fifth caller?
Yeah, not
and then he'll get the prize.
Why don't you make this new caller, make them the first caller?
It's serendipity. Too bad.
All right, Corinne. Is it Corinne?
Hey, it's Corinne. What's up?
All right, Corinne. Person, place, or thing?
I'll do person.
All right, let's do a person. All right, listen close.
Yeah. Sure.
Can we give her two clues?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you two clues. All right. I'll give you two clues.
Nice
I'll give you two clues. Listen.
Lose clues.
Corinne. Corinne.
Yeah. Corinne.
Corinne.
Corinne to Corinne.
Clue number one.
I'll be one, Jim.
Clue number one. Born in the 1940s, this actor began his career on the television show Sea Hunt. Clue number two. This Academy Award-winning actor released his debut album, Be Here Soon, in the year 2000. Who is this person I speak of?
What was the TV show, Demon?
Sea Hunt.
Yeah. Sea Hunt Demon.
No, just Sea Hunt. Plain.
Sea Hunt.
Hunt.
How about... Oh, goodness, that's difficult.
Look it up.
William Shatner?
That's your final answer.
Great guess.
I got it.
No, I'm sorry, not William Shatner.
Good try, Corinne.
All right, Sean, clue number three, all right? Oh, this is...
Yeah, hello?
No, see, he doesn't hear you. That's a problem.
All right, here we go, Sean, clue number three. His first major role came in the 1971 film The Last Picture Show, earning an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor.
Try Lloyd Bridges.
Who?
Lloyd Bridges.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
No, it was not Lloyd Bridges.
But good thinking. I know where you were going with that.
Bob, clue number four. Bob?
I'm ready to go for clue number four.
Thank you, Bob, for paying attention. Notable.
Thank you, sir.
No, thank you. Everybody's saying
it. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Really? I love that. No, thank you.
Notable films include Tron, Fearless, Crazy Heart, and the 2010 remake of True Grit.
Oh, I know exactly who this is.
Who?
Building 7 fell in free fall speed. Everybody should watch it on YouTube. Building 7.
That's your final answer?
Come on, man.
Everybody should wake up, Jim. Building 7 fell in free fall speed.
Oh, right, for God's sake. Right, really?
I'm
going to
lose it.
You know, they bamboozle Banana into saying they want to play and they want to get some
Look at the bright side. If all of this nonsense happens on one show, we're good for a couple weeks without having to deal with this again.
It's every Mashug. They call and say, I want to talk about this, and they bamboozle her.
Hey, what is up? Hey, Building 7 fell at free fall speed.
Something
look
YouTube,
it up on YouTube.
I don't know what he said.
All right, here we go. Hopefully people looked it up. So there you go. By the way, the answer they were looking for is Jeff Bridges from The Big Lebowski, I guess. But who cares? I think my answer was the winner, in my opinion. What do you think, John? Do you think I should have won the contest?
Gravitational pull.
Free fall.
Gravitational acceleration. You've got to be the winner. You were going faster than anybody else.
Exactly right. What do you think the average person listening thought? Do you think any of them actually went to YouTube and said, what is he talking about? Because there was no context. I didn't say 9/11 inside job conspiracy. No, there was no context. It was just Building 7 fell in free fall speed, watching on YouTube. The host didn't even know what I was talking about. So,
well, yes, I have opinions about that, but
what are your opinions? You think there was thermite that did it? Do you think there was?
I'm talking about the cognizance of the audience.
Oh yeah. Well, I hate to demonize them and refer to the movie Idiocracy, but sometimes I wonder where their heads are at. It's scary. But
it says more about those radio hosts that they deal in trivia rather than reality and
celebrity trivia at that.
Exactly.
Because this guy is relevant. Now, I'm thinking about adapting this game to make it about stuff that we might talk about on the show already. What do the listeners think? 800-313-9443. Would it be a waste of time and just a stupid gimmick? And did you like my call? Do you think I should have won the contest? 800-313-9443. John?
Clearly a winner.
I think so. I think I did a good job. Mr. Producer, did you hear it? Did you get a kick out of that? Yeah, okay. He said yes. So if he's amused, I'm sure everybody else was as well. And I wonder if it did any good, if it actually got people to say, what is this crazy guy talking about? What does he mean Building 7 is the answer? I use Building 7, of course, because it's one of the smoking guns, in my opinion, that people who watch the footage will say to themselves, what's up with this? What happened here? No plane hit the building, of course. You guys all know this by now. But for the newbie, I think it might be a light bulb flasher. So I know it is. We've seen this work with the Building 7 Challenge, a stunt that I did last year for the 11th anniversary. We basically went around with our laptop computer, did not tell people what we were going to show them. We just said, hey, describe the collapse of this building to us. And they all said, well, that's a controlled demolition. What is this, a Vegas hotel being demolished? And I'd say, well, did you know that that was the third building in New York that collapsed on September 11th? And they'd say, what? As their jaws would drop to the floor. Some of them, the cognitive dissonance is so thick, they said, oh, what is this, a conspiracy theory? I said, no, you just told me it was a controlled demolition. And they say, well, what are you, a conspiracy theorist? I said, what are you talking about? You were the one who just described to me the collapse. If you can't put two and two together, what kind of dumbed-down schmendrick are you? Bottom line, I hate to alienate my brothers and sisters out there that are, let's just say, informationally inclined, but informationally declined. Let's see here. Is it decline, incline?
Some people, Bob, have an emotional attachment to the pronouncements of what they see as their uncle who lives in Washington, D.C., called Sam. You know? Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy,
fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Alrighty, folks, final segment tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. And starting September 2nd, we're going to Monday through Friday from 9 to 12. That's 9 to midnight Central Time, and I'm looking forward to that. Got a lot to say, got a lot to accomplish still, and I'll have plenty of time to do so, along with some new affiliates, which is an awesome opportunity for us at the Bob Tuscan Show. John, thanks for hanging out with me this show. It's been a lot of fun. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's been quite scary. We had a little bit of fun in the last segment, but you've been a great co-host and guest tonight. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Bob. It's been a strange 2 years since
it has.
We started this this crusade, if you like, to awaken people to the reality of Fukushima Daiichi.
Right.
And we got a long way to go with this thing. It ain't going to be over.
Well, hopefully
soon.
We have a long way to go if it's not cut short because our lives are cut short.
Well, all I can say is, Bob, if you want to know the truth, you hear it first on the Bob Tuskin Show.
Well, you're very kind. I'm not sure that we have anything that isn't offered elsewhere, but in some cases we have. We have been at the forefront of much of this information, unfortunately. John, you want to comment on Syria for a moment before we end tonight? The Syrian situation seems to be heating up.
The Syrian situation is being misreported by the entirety of the Western media, the Associated Press, Reuters, CNN, BBC. Nobody is telling the people the truth. People are being given false impressions, misdirected, and it's all nonsense because at least 80% of the Syrian people and rising support the Assad regime. Why? Well, I can tell the people why in who are listening, your audience. It's because of the brutality of these so-called rebels, this Western-supported insurgent terrorists. There's no other word for them. These people are just, I would hardly call them human, they're animals. Although that's probably an insult to the animal kingdom. So, you know, we're being sold a bill of goods in American terms, which is absolute nonsense. Sold a bill of goods to get us into this war because Syria, Libya, several of the other nations that have already been destroyed were moving away from the Federal Reserve note and the petrodollar. And, of course, we can't allow that. Otherwise, the whole system, financial system, collapses. So we're fighting two wars. We're fighting a war against the banksters and the biggest whorehouse on the planet called the Congress in Washington, D.C.
Yep. Do you think that the chemical weapon attacks that have been reported here by the West are completely illegitimate, or do you think there's maybe something going on and this is being reported on?
Staged, completely staged.
Completely wagging the dog.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, if you look at the available information, the YouTube videos of this so-called gas attack and the casualties appeared on YouTube at least one full day before the actual claimed attack, which tells you it was staged. And isn't it marvelous that just a couple of days before the UN inspectors arrive, this thing happens? And do you think Assad would risk such an event? Absolute nonsense, isn't it? Before, and he's their foreign minister has given the UN inspectors full rein to go wherever they wish, and it is the rebels, the so-called insurgents, the rebels, the Free Syrian Army, that are denying them access to this particular area, not the Assad regime. It's nonsense, basically. They're being sold a bill of goods.
What about Israel's role in all this?
Israel's role, well, being the person that you introduced me, I do know nuclear weapons. And Israel has used 4 subcritical nuclear weapons on Syria. 4.
Wait a second, they've used nuclear weapons on Syria?
Yep. That first one was on July 4th when they claimed they'd blown up a convoy. That was clearly a nuclear weapon. You could see absolutely, yes. You could see the lightning appear in the mushroom cloud. That is not possible with a conventional explosive. you can see the blast wave, and it takes fractions of a second to arrive at the camera, suitably positioned, looking at the right side. Then you saw another one in the center of a town. I think it was Idlib in northern Syria. The mushroom cloud rose up, but if you look at the blast wave, and they claimed they'd blown up an arms dump. The initial one was a ground burst subcritical nuke. If you ground burst a nuclear weapon, most of the blast goes upwards, not outwards. So you limit the amount of damage to the surrounding area. But then you could see, if you watch that video, you can see a secondary explosion, which was clearly the conventional explosives detonating in that store. They can't fool me, Bob. They can't fool me. I've been trained.
I had never heard that reported on. You're the first I'm hearing this from. Has anybody else claimed this, or is this something that you've come up with independently?
I've been saying it for several months. You know,
are these micro nukes or are these full on nuclear bombs?
No. This is a subcritical nuke, which means it's a weapon of between half a kiloton and 5 kilotons in yield. That's the energy yield. Right. A small one is half a kiloton.
We've known that Israel has a untouched, unchecked nuclear program, and is a big hypocrite in that regard, considering their emphasis on going after Iran's nuclear facility.
But remember this, Bob. Remember this. The technology to produce these subcritical nuclear weapons, these miniature nukes, suitcase nukes, some people call them, was passed to Israel by that chap Pollard. The information and all the required data was passed to Israel by Pollard.
Wow.
It's clear. It is so unbelievable. To somebody who's been in the business, it's so easy to see. Because you're not looking at I look at the actual evidence, the clouds, the blast wave, all the different reactions that you get from a nuclear detonation. And they're clearly there on 4 occasions, and it hasn't changed the Syrian situation one bit.
You ought to write an article about this, John, because this needs to be reported on.
I've posted my articles on websites as Veterans Today and all sorts of sites. But
all
just
right, well,
as
keep
when
me
I
loop,
first started
John,
talking about
your...
this is a first right, started brother. Talking to okay, mate. Yeah.
I'll let you go. Thank you for spending the last 3 hours with me. It's been a pleasure. Folks, that just about does it for us tonight. The website BobTuskin.com. Please and thank you for any financial help. We're really in need of it at the moment. I hate to bring it up, but there you go. Also, I want to thank people following us to our new time slot. Starting September 2nd, we will be on Monday through Friday from 9 to midnight Central Time. Love you guys. Take care.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuskin Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
John Steps
is the Phyllis Schlafly.